Welcome to Ventilly Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. It's going to be another great day. It's always a great day because it's a state of mind, and I think we're going to find that our guest today, Dr. David Matto, a dentist, is going to agree with that. But before we bring Dr. Matto on the line, let me just mention that for our Team Smile event on August 8th, we are still in need of a nurse to help us with checking out the kids' health histories. Let me remind everybody that for my Dentistry Heart event on September 12th, we still need some dentists. We need dental assistants, dental hygienists. We need a lot of folks, and I'm hoping that it's just everybody's waiting till the last minute to say they'll do it. We hope to treat about 300 people for free that day, and we're going to need a lot more help than we have signed up. So please call the office at 262-9588. That's in the 614 area code, and get yourself signed up. It's a great day. We'll have food and drink and entertainment and games for the kids and all that. But the most important thing is that we'll be doing a great thing for a lot of people in need. All right, let me tell you about today's show. We have, as I said, Dr. David Matto. He's a dentist. He's the host of a popular self-help podcast called Slice Your Age. He was a practicing dentist for several years, but then decided to go away from that, to kind of give that up. He will motivate, captivate, and educate you into living your healthiest life ever. He is a true professional who is not afraid to go against what most people perceive as normal. He is an East Coast resident who feels more at home when in the Rocky Mountains or any points west of them. Dr. Matto is one who firmly believes that happiness, family, and lifestyle must come before anything else in life. He says it does not matter how much money you make or what kind of car you drive if you're not operating at optimal health or if you cannot experience all of the wonderful things this planet has to offer. And he teaches just that and more. As an animal lover, Dr. Matto eats a plant-based whole foods diet and lives a vegan lifestyle, which means he does not use or wear any animal products. A 35-year-plus runner, he now runs 2 to 3 marathons per year, along with many shorter races. A firm believer in technology, Dr. Matto says that he is blessed to be able to work from anywhere on the planet as long as he has his MacBook and an internet connection. His passion for life is coaching others. If you are ever looking for Dr. Matto, he may be found backpacking the Grand Canyon during the spring and fall, and he also spends his winters skiing in Breckenridge, Colorado. Hey, Doc, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Dr. Kvitko, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back with you.
And like I said, you also embrace this. You take what life gives you, you embrace it. If life gives you lemons, you make lemonades, all that kind of stuff, correct?
That is exactly right.
I mean, that's what, if you want to be happy, you have to be, the way I look at it is you can't be a victim of your circumstances, you have to be in charge of them. You have to take control.
Absolutely true, Doctor. You know, and it's funny because I'm on social media a lot. I'm on Facebook, and I see so many people posting expressions like, thank God it's Friday, I can't wait till the weekend, it's finally hump day. And I'm just wondering, like, what is your life all about if you're living for the weekends and living for your vacations? Does that mean your other days are not fulfilled and you're not happy? So, yeah, you're right. I'm one that tries to take every single day and make it my best day, because, you know, we've got a limited amount of time on this planet, and we've just got to make it our best life ever. And I think I've kind of figured out the formula, and I love coaching others and helping others and helping them kind of reach that state of mind where every day is a really great day for them.
Now, you are a practicing dentist, and for how many years did you do that?
Actually, I practiced for 13 years.
Okay. Did you worry about hump day back then?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. I'll tell you, that is a really good question, and I'll tell you a little bit about that, Dr. Kvitko. So I graduated dental school. I did a one-year general practice residency, and I, after a couple short-term associateships, I knew I wanted to open up my own practice. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to be the one calling all the shots. And I opened up my own practice. And over a short period of time, I built it up really nicely. I mean, I was busy. I was making money. I was doing. It seemed like I was doing all the right things. From practice from scratch. After a few short years, you know, my wife and I moved into a really nice house. We bought bigger cars. We were taking really nice vacations, and I really thought that I had arrived. But I kind of took a step back, and I wasn't really sure if this was the exact lifestyle I wanted to live. And you know, it's funny, when I was seeing patients in my practice, there was this piece of artwork on my wall right across the room. So picture I was treating a patient, and if I looked up, I could see this piece of artwork, and it had a glass frame. And so I could kind of see my reflection in it. And whenever I would do that, this little voice inside of me was saying to me, "Dr. Matto, do you want to be looking in this reflection, seeing yourself getting older as you continue to practice dentistry every single day? Is this what you really want to do for the rest of your life?" And I had to answer that honestly, because as much as I loved my practice and I loved my patients, I just felt there was something bigger and something more fulfilling for me that I wanted to do as I got older and for the rest of my life. So my answer to myself, to my gut and to my heart was no, I did not want to be doing this for the rest of my life. So,
and this built up over time. It wasn't just a snap decision.
Exactly. No, this wasn't just one day, or this wasn't just a quick decision. I practiced for 13 years. And like I said, I had a great practice. It wasn't like I was not successful. It wasn't like I was floundering and failing. I had a really, really wonderful practice. But inside of me, it just wasn't what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. And as you know, Dr. Gavitko, I'm a very goal-oriented person. So I started kind of getting into the mindset that I'd like to coach other dentists, and I'd like to help other dentists become more successful, because I was able to do this, and I practiced very successfully. So, and over a period of time, I started becoming known as my brother Rich and I became known as a very successful dental coaches. You've been to a lot of our seminars. We've helped dentists over the past 25 years now. So I have built up a very, very successful dental coaching business.
Yeah, but it's called the best seminar ever, by the way, for people that don't know. And I think I've actually done some shows from interviews I did while I was at TBSE. Let me ask you, at some point then you decided you wanted to do your popular podcast called Slice Your Age. And first of all, you just had a important milestone with that show. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you. The important milestone was... we just reached 100,000 downloads. It's funny, I started this podcast. I know you've been on the air, Dr. Gavitko, for how many years now?
Almost seven, six and a half plus.
Wow.
In fact, you were on the show 5 years ago, we figured out. It was 5 years ago, almost to the day. It was like August 20th of 2009. But that was before Slice Your Age.
you've been doing great stuff for a long time. See, I'm a lot newer at this, but so I'm about... it was this past October, about 8 months ago, 8-9 months ago or so, I had this great idea to start this podcast. I called it Slice Your Age, and my goal was to help people live their healthiest lives ever, to be stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. And I started it from scratch, and my first show, I think I might have had two listeners. Maybe it was mom and dad. And right now, yesterday I just recorded episode 45, and I've had well over 100,000 downloads. So I've got people listening to me from all over the planet. I mean, from the UK, from Australia, from France, Japan, of course the US and Canada. But it's amazing that, you know, you put the word out there and you start helping people all over the world. It's such a great feeling, and it's so much fun.
Sounds really neat. Now we're going to go to break, but when we do, it's when we come back, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question. We're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day now, but we have to have you listen to this first.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and as you know, my guest today, Dr. David Maddow, he's the host of the podcast called Slice Your Age. His show recently reached a milestone. What was that milestone? Was it A, the show was downloaded 10,000 times, B, the show was downloaded 100,000 times, or C, getting to be my guest on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, plus an autographed copy of Dr. Maddow's book, which we'll talk a little bit about later. The number to call, 459-9769, 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates. Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
And we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question is, my guest today, Dr. David Maddow, he is the host of the popular podcast Slice Your Age. And his show recently reached a milestone. What is that milestone? Or what was that milestone? A, the show was downloaded 10,000 times. B, the show was downloaded 100,000 times. Or C, getting to be my guest on Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And hey, Dr. Maddow, we have four people on the line. We have Sarah, Tim, Dave, and Amanda. Would you please pick a number between 1 and 4?
Okay, I will pick 3.
3 it is. That would be Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
Oh, great. How about you?
I'm well. Thank you for listening first, and thank you for calling. Do you have the answer to today's question?
Yes, it's B.
It is B. 100,000. That's a lot, isn't it? And Sarah, hey, what do you do for a living?
I am an analyst at a local insurance company.
Analyst. Okay, you just analyze things. Are you analyzing me right now? No?
Pardon me?
I said, are you analyzing me right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm enjoying my Sunday.
Okay, good.
I am going to go stay with my granddaughter, my first granddaughter,
okay,
this morning.
Excellent.
So I'm excited.
Good. That sounds great. You're going to have a great day. Well, stay on the line so we can get the information where we should send those flowers, okay, and the copy of the book signed by Dr. Maddow.
I'm excited.
Okay. So it sounds like we have to get our guest back. I think we lost him, so my producer's going to hang on, Sarah, because we have to call Dr. Maddow back. We've lost him somehow. Let me just give my producer his phone number, and then I can talk about him when he's not able to listen. Here you go, producer. See that phone number there? I think it starts with a 4 at the top. All right, so what we're doing today is talking to Dr. David Maddow, and he has a popular podcast called Slice Your Age. and we'll be getting him back here soon. But I'm going to take advantage of the time to talk a little bit more about the Dentistry from the Heart event that we will be holding September 12th. It'll be our fourth annual. We usually have about 120 volunteers, and we do our best to get food and drink for the folks that are helping, as well as for the people that are, waiting to become patients. We recommend that you first come, first serve, that you come early. People can get a filling, an extraction, or a cleaning that day. And we have Dr. Whitaker across the street helps out, and we have the OSU mobile coach coming in the morning. And but we definitely need more dentists, more dental hygienists, and dental assistants. So I understand we have Dr. Maddow back. Dr. Maddow, did you like meditate, or where'd you go?
I'm here, doctor. I just I want to make sure, do we have a good winner for the show?
Yeah, we had a woman named Sarah. She is an analyst for an insurance company. And let's see, what are we looking for? I think I gave you the sheet. And she's getting ready to go visit her, you have to listen to the podcast later. She's getting ready to go visit her granddaughter, who happens to be her first grandchild. So she's all excited, going to have a great Sunday.
Fantastic.
All right. So now I wanted to talk to you about the, in your bio, I read it. It mentions you go backpacking in the Grand Canyon in the spring and fall, and then you go skiing in Breckenridge. And that sounds pretty cool. In fact, I'd like to be doing that myself. But a lot of people, they can't afford to even take a day off, let alone a vacation. And a lot of people, as you know, work two jobs to support their family. They're kind of trapped in jobs that don't pay them enough to help make ends meet. So will the tips you give on Slice Your Age help people in this group? I mean, how does somebody in that group that is just literally, working to stay alive almost, what do you tell them?
Well, yeah, great question there, and the answer is absolutely. You do not have to be traveling to stay in good shape and be in good health. You can do everything I teach right in your hometown. Right, in fact, right at your home. I even tell people they don't even need to join a gym, because let's face it, gym memberships are expensive. And, we have to get in the car and drive to the gym, and it could be bad weather out. And it just creates a lot of excuses not to work out if you have to go to the gym. So I actually teach people there are a ton of things you can do just in and around your home to stay in the best shape of your life. And I will share several things if you like. My favorite thing, I call it the Magic Four. And what that means is, first of all, I'll back up for one second. My favorite exercise, you mentioned that I was a marathon runner and I do a lot of extreme things, but my favorite exercise is just getting outside and taking a walk. I think there's nothing that beats that. And I recommend people, if you haven't walked for a while or are not in great shape, to always check with your physician first, but just get outside and start walking and walk and try to do it as often as you can. Try to do it several times per week with the goal of building up to being able to walk 4 miles at one time.
What's the key with 4 miles?
I've experimented over many, many years, and I've gone out for short walks. I've gone out for very, very long walks. And it, for some reason, I don't have any really scientific evidence to back this up, Dr. Kavitko. It's purely anecdotal, but it's anecdotal over many, many years of me experimenting with this. And there's something magical about 4 miles, because when you walk 4 miles, you just start to notice some amazing changes in your body. First of all, you feel great. It's a psychological thing as well as a physical thing. You start to lose weight. People actually notice some big changes in your body, but you just feel like you're in better shape than you've ever been. And this is if you're walking 4 miles consistently. I like every day, but if you can do it a few times a week, that works out totally fine. But there's something magical about doing that. So you don't need a gym.
Okay. Well, I started walking when I golf, and actually I figured out that when I golfed this one course, I probably walked 4.5 miles, because I don't go straight down the fairway. I go back and forth.
And, right.
And I did feel better, and I do feel better, and I don't feel very great if I've ridden in the cart. I can notice the difference. I think I'm golfing better as well. Now, you live a vegan lifestyle, so tell me about that, and tell me what you would suggest be a excuse me, a healthy meal that a parent might consider feeding their children.
Well, yeah, great question. And I will say that I'm a fairly new vegan. In other words, I have not been vegan for a long, long time, several months right now. And just to give your listeners a definition of what vegan is and what a vegan lifestyle is, vegan means that I do not consume any animal products whatsoever. Not only don't I eat meat, fish, but it also extends to anything that comes from an animal, such as dairy. I don't drink milk, no yogurt, no eggs. So I don't consume any animal products. And also, vegans take it a step further. We don't use animals for entertainment. We Dr. Kvitko, there's one of the things that really got me to turn vegan, and I'll get back to the health issue in a second because I've been doing this for a long time, is that I've read and researched so much about how animals are treated and miscared for on farms, and then they go to slaughter. So there's some real, real horror stories out there. And I just, over a long period of time, reading about this and researching it, I decided no more animals for me. They deserve, they've never committed any crime against us, and they deserve a place on this earth and to live in peace and live their lives out. But anyway, getting back to the health aspect, I had been a vegetarian for quite some time, but I wanted to take it to the next step, becoming vegan. And there's so many studies out there. There's a very famous one called the China Study, and your listeners can certainly Google that. But there's absolute proof out there that when we eat a plant-based whole foods diet, a lot of the diseases that are so rampant and so common in this country and actually all over the world, such as obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, we just don't see them as often, nearly as often, in a plant-based diet.
Hey, Dr. Matto, we have to go to break, but what I want to do is when we come back, of course, we'll let you finish, and then I want you to tell us what would be a healthy meal for a child, because I assume you suggest that children be raised that way too. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at 262-9588.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at
262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Does it hurt when you smile?
All right, we're back. We have Dr. David Maddow. He is the host of Slice Your Age, and he was about to tell us a couple healthy meals for children whose parents want them to live a vegan lifestyle. That would be your cue.
So great timing, because I am actually in the process of putting some breakfast out in a little while. My wife and I, we're both vegan, and our favorite breakfast, and this is perfect for kids, perfect. We generally cut up a lot of fruit. So I've got some strawberries, I've got raspberries, I've got bananas, pears, apples, cutting them up into small pieces. And what I'm going to do is I've got some really good cereal at the natural grocery store. So I make it a point to go to the natural grocery store, because when you go to the regular grocery store, most of the cereal there is sugar-laden. It's got just a bunch of additives. If you look at the ingredients, it's horrible. So I go to the natural grocery store, get some organic cereal. So we put the fruit on it, and we pour some almond milk or soy milk over that. Notice I'm not using any cow's milk. And we have an incredible meal right there. And as a drink, what we drink is we actually make our own juice out of fruit and vegetables here. So I put some kale, I put some celery, cucumber, apple, pear into a juicer. So we've got an incredibly nutritious, healthy breakfast that is perfect for not only kids but for adults as well.
So now, what would the cost of a meal, a healthy meal like you just mentioned, how would that compare to, say, something that, I don't know, I was just doing some research. I found out that a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese is $1.79, and it serves three people. So I would imagine, since you have to buy the margarine and the milk, cost of a meal like that might be less than a dollar per serving. But what about the healthy meals?
You know, it's a great question. And a lot of people think that if you're going to eat healthy, if you're going to eat organic or vegan, that it's going to cost a lot more money. And it really does not, because, you know, vegetables are much less expensive than meat. And so you can really eat organically and eat vegan very inexpensively, Dr. Kavitko. And another thing we need to think of, we can't just think of the short term. We need to think of the long term, because if we're putting cheap junk food into our bodies, that's going to come back to us ultimately with very huge expensive medical bills. And not only that, but a life of kind of like obesity and diseases such as diabetes that are so rampant. So
well, we see that in the poorer populations. We actually do see that, where they eat a lot of starches and stuff, right?
Absolutely. There's no question about that. You know, 50% of this country, 50% of the U.S. Is clinically obese. So we have to really be careful. So we can't really just be going after the cheap food, the junk food. That's going to come back to haunt us in health and expense problems.
Now, I want to, I'm just thinking about this because, like you said, you have some anecdotal evidence and you're a dentist, and of course I'm a dentist, and it seems like when a dentist steps out of their realm, people go, well, what makes you the expert? Like, you know, I'm a dentist doing a radio show. What makes me qualified to do a radio show? And I would imagine you get some pushback from people going, what makes you qualified to do this? Do you get that? And what do you tell them if you do?
You know, I really don't get that, but if somebody were to ask me, let's just pretend you're asking me that right now. I've got 30 years of experience in experimenting with my own body. I mean, I've lived a healthy lifestyle for 30 years plus. I've done it all. And people look at me and they say, you know, right now I'm 50. I can't think how old I am. I'm 59 years old. And I get mistaken for somebody that's in their 40s all the time. So it's, you know, you look around and you see people that are not healthy. You go to the mall, you go to a football game, and you see people that are not healthy. And I've been living the lifestyle, and I've been doing so much research on my own. I feel totally qualified to teach this and help others live a healthy lifestyle just like I'm doing.
Sounds good. Now, do you ever give dental health tips on Slice Your Age?
You know, I really don't, because, I mean, if somebody would ask me a specific question, we take questions, by the way, on Slice Your Age. I welcome questions from my listeners. And if somebody would ask me a dental question, I'd be more than happy to answer, and I'd be qualified to answer. But, you know, most of the questions I get are about weight loss, exercise, becoming vegan, things like that, goals. We talk a lot about goals, things like that. So those are the general questions I normally get. But I would answer anything that I was qualified, and if I did not know the answer, I would be honest, and I would say I didn't know the answer, and I would try to find the answer out for the person.
That sounds neat. That sounds good. Fair enough. So how can people access your podcast?
Yeah, well, great question. The easiest way is simply to go to my website, which is sliceyourage.com. And when you go there, you can access the podcast very easily. Not only that, it has all the different ways to get in touch with me by email, et cetera. And I highly recommend, if somebody tries the podcast, if they like it, I highly recommend they subscribe through iTunes, because it's the easiest way. You'll never miss an episode. It'll automatically get downloaded onto your iPhone, your Android, or whatever you have, any kind of device. So I highly recommend subscribing through iTunes. And it can all be done through my website, sliceyourage.com.
Cool. And it's a weekly show?
It is a weekly show. It comes out every Thursday, a new episode. But lately what I've been doing, and most of my episodes are about 40 to 50 minutes long. What I've been doing is throwing in some, during the week, if I'm in the mood, I have something good, throw in some quickie episodes, which are between 5 and 10 minutes, so they can access those as well from the website.
All right, sounds good, Dr. Maddow. Thank you so much for being on my show. It looks like we're pretty much out of time here. Just a few little wrap-up comments. But remember, it's sliceyourage.com, weekly show. Every Thursday, there's a new, and you can sign up to receive it through iTunes. All right, let me just mention that that next week, we will have live from New York City an up-and-coming singer, Caitlin Sykes. We'll hear her new song before it's even released, and we'll find out how her career is progressing. I think that's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. See you next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.